Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And then this story. We're going to make this the topic this hour. Scott and I were going to do it anyway. I'm going to burn it now. A Kansas City firefighter who killed three people in Westport is trying to get his job back. And we want to know what you think about this. The number is 586-7798. The labor union that represents Kansas City firefighters has filed a grievance against the city's unpaid suspension and pending termination of the firefighter, you remember this case, who killed three people in that fire truck crash in Westport 2 years ago. God, has that been 2 years? Local 42 wants the city to agree to appoint an arbitrator who will settle the dispute over the driver of that truck, Dominic Biscari, and determine whether or not he should be reinstated. You remember this case. Biscari was 23 years old when he was driving that Kansas City Fire Department fire truck. It struck a car, remember, with two people inside, and then that car careened into a pedestrian in Westport and killed the woman who was walking on the sidewalk.
And then ran into a building, causing a partial collapse. Yeah.
So in March, you remember, he pleaded guilty to three counts of involuntary manslaughter. He got 3 years probation. The fire department suspended him without pay, but what the union is saying now is he wants to be a firefighter. Give him an arbitration hearing, and let's look at this. And I'm going to be honest. I don't know what the rules say about this. Three people died. He was driving the truck that was going too fast for the conditions. We know that. When it went through that intersection.
And if I'm not mistaken, they had been called off.
They had been called off that call, and three people died. Does that mean, because he was driving the pumper when the three people died, that he cannot serve as a firefighter?
I think it absolutely means that he can't drive the truck.
I would agree with you there, Sam. I would agree with you there. Quoting here from his attorney, Dominic's team's effort to regain his employment and good standing with the fire department is ongoing. We look forward to an arbitration hearing at the earliest opportunity. We feel we have a very, very strong case for his reinstatement. And I'm asking, you know, he was working in his capacity as a firefighter at age 23, driving that truck at the time. I couldn't believe he only had to be 23 to drive one of those things. Does it mean because he was involved in that very horrifying, deadly wreck that he cannot serve as a firefighter? And I'm curious what the family thinks. What do the families of the three victims say? And are there, I don't want to call that an accident, but are there wrecks at work that would prohibit you from serving in any other capacity in your job?
But this is a more interesting aspect of that, because if you are a truck driver, if you're driving a big rig, and I think it was a 19-year-old in Colorado,
yeah,
and something happens and you end up causing someone else's death through a wreck, you are not allowed to drive a truck again.
They will take your Class C license away.
But they might not be asking about driving the truck again. It's just about being a firefighter. So where is that line?
So one of the notes in the paperwork when they are talking about whether or not to reinstate this firefighter says that Biscari was filling in as a fire truck driver and had not been properly trained. And we've heard this before. The city allegedly failed to install that safety system that changes the lights right there. And I don't remember if they went through a red light. I feel like they went through a red light. But at that very busy intersection, that weird, winding, busy intersection.
Right where Broadway starts to turn east.
Right where it turns east. There was no system that when emergency vehicles go through there, it automatically changes their light to green and your light to red.
It was on the truck, but not on the light itself.
Correct. So I ask you, what do you think? In a case like this, Should a public safety official get their job back? I do agree with Sam. I don't think he should be able to drive a firefighter, nor I bet would he ever want to drive a fire truck again. Why would you want to get behind the wheel of that truck after such a traumatic accident with three dead? You can text us at that same number, 913-586-7798, as we await an update on Scott Parks' medical condition. You are listening to Just Dana on Dana and Parks. Much more straight ahead. Stick with us.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.